My next guest on the show tonight is Michael Cremo. Now, unfortunately, Michael, I missed your presentation because England were just getting knocked out of the World Cup while you were on stage, and I was sat up here watching a penalty shootout, so I do apologise. But just give us, for my listeners' point of view, just give us an indication of what your talk was about today.
It was about my book, Forbidden Archaeology, and the topic was evidence for extreme human antiquity. You know, if we look at archaeology as a big museum, we would see that people are only let into one small room of that museum, and there they only see the discoveries that support the current theory that human beings like us came into existence only 100 or 200,000 years ago, and before that there were only more primitive ape-like ancestors. So there are other rooms in that big museum of archaeology, rooms with locks on the doors, you might say. So what I've tried to do in my work is take the locks off the door, open those rooms up, and let people see what's really there. And what we find are many discoveries of human skeletons, human artifacts, and human footprints that go back tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of years, right back to the very beginning of the history of life on Earth.
Fantastic. Well, that's going to totally change the theories on creationism, isn't it?
Well, yes, it really does contradict everything we're now being told. However, this evidence is not very well known because of what I call a process of knowledge filtration that operates in the world of science. You know, discoveries that go along with the currently accepted theories will pass through this filter very easily, which means students will read about that evidence in their textbooks. People will see scientists talking about it on television. If they go to the local museum, they will see the artifacts. But if we have evidence that radically contradicts the current theories, it's filtered out, which means you're not going to read about it in textbooks. You're not going to see scientists talking about it very much on television. If you go to the museum, you're not going to see the artifacts, although they may be there somewhere in the museum collection.
It's unfortunately always the way. One of the things about this program is that we are bringing to the fore across the world stories that aren't being heard elsewhere. So it's good to be able to talk to somebody like yourself and to be able to bring this out into the open. Now, what got you into this line of research?
Well, actually, it has to do with a journey of self-discovery that I started when I was in my early 20s. And that journey took me out of the United States to various parts of the world, including India. And there I encountered the teachings of one of the gurus from there. His name was Bhaktivedanta Swami. He was one of George Harrison's teachers. And I became interested in his teachings. And from there I started studying the ancient Sanskrit writings of India, which tell of human civilizations that have existed in the very, very distant past. And I found, looking a little bit further, that the same story is basically there in all of the world's great spiritual traditions, whether we're talking about the Bible or the Quran or Australian Aboriginal traditions or Pacific Islander traditions. They pretty much all say the same thing. Humans like us have been present since the beginning. So I thought, if there's any truth to what these ancient wisdom traditions are telling us, there should be some physical evidence to support it. But when I looked in the current textbooks of archaeology and history, I didn't see any such evidence. But I decided not to stop there. I decided, well, let me look beyond the textbooks. Let me look into the original archaeological reports by original investigators published in what I call primary scientific literature. And when I did that, I found something quite amazing. I found there were hundreds of reports of discoveries of human skeletons, human artifacts, and human footprints going back tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of years. And at first, I thought, well, I'll do a few days of research, maybe 8 weeks or something, and then I'll write some little publication and then go on to something else. But I found that the 8 weeks turned into 8 months, and then the 8 months turned into 8 years, because one discovery just led to another. So we're not talking about just a few interesting cases.
It's a life's journey for you.
Yes. So that's what got me into it.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, this research would mean that there were humans around at the time of the dinosaurs. Is that right?
even before the time of the dinosaurs, there was an interesting report published in a scientific journal called The Geologist in the year 1862. It told of a human skeleton that was found 30 meters below the surface of the ground in Macoupin County in the state of Illinois in the United States. According to the report, there was a thick layer of slate rock above the skeleton, completely sealing it off from the surface, because that's one common counter explanation. They'll say, well, yes, you found a human skeleton, but it must have come down, you know, from some higher level. But in this case, you can't explain it in that way because, as I said, above the skeleton was a thick layer of unbroken slate rock that extended for hundreds of meters in all directions. So I inquired from a geologist of the state of Illinois, well, how old is the layer below the slate rock at this location at a depth of 30 meters? And they said that layer is about 300 million years old, which would be from before the time of the dinosaurs. So there is evidence that humans were existing during the time of the dinosaurs, before the time of the dinosaurs, and of course, afterwards as well.
That's amazing. Now, where can my listeners find out a bit more about your work? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's called mcremo.com, mcremo.com. There you can find a Museum of Forbidden Archaeology, information about my books, such as Forbidden Archaeology, The Hidden History of the Human Race, Human Devolution is my most recent book.
That's fantastic. Do you have any of your own theories about how it all started?
Well, yes, I do. Obviously, that question arises. Now, in my book, Forbidden Archaeology, I just presented the archaeological evidence that contradicts the current theory that we came into existence only about 100,000 years ago. I showed that, yes, there's plenty of archaeological evidence showing that we've existed for tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of years. So that does contradict the current theory. But I didn't offer an alternative theory in that book because I wanted people to be free to think for themselves what this evidence means. And a lot of people have proposed different ideas. Some people have proposed extraterrestrials. Some people have proposed time travelers. Some people have proposed some new theory of evolution where you have the human beings evolving far earlier. And I think that's good that people think about this for themselves. I decided I'd save, you know, my own ideas for a separate book, which has come out under the title Human Devolution. And what I propose there is that, to put it in a nutshell, that we did not evolve up from matter, as most scientists now believe, but rather we have devolved or come down from a level of the cosmos that's dominated by pure consciousness or spirit, if you like that word.
So it could well be that we're going full circle, because a lot of people think we're heading back towards a more spiritual purpose, a more ethereal world. So it could be that we've gone full circle. We're going full circle.
Absolutely. I do believe that time is cyclical. Actually, you go back to the time of the Greeks and Romans. Greek philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, they had a cyclical concept of time. They said human civilizations have risen and fallen many times over the vast history of life on Earth, and I believe in the same thing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I have a book coming out in September which also says that I believe time is circular, and there's quite a lot of theories and hypotheses in my book saying much the same thing, so that would fit in nicely. Michael, thank you very much for joining us today, and thanks for being a guest here at Forbidden Knowledge. I'm sure your speech went down extremely well with the audience. I know a lot of people were very enthusiastic about you coming all the way over from America today, and thanks for taking part in the program.
Well, thank you, and thank all of your listeners.
Will do. Many thanks.